everyone connect. And nobody connects.
Classic.
Grinch changed his name. Nice. Grinch McStrongest Avenger.
Yeah, we never finished that, did we? Sorry about that.
Oh, the movie? No. No, we didn't. We didn't get back to it.
Does it take a really, really significant turn for the better?
I think the very ending is better.
Okay.
But
I'll give it a chance. I won't write it off just yet.
I was wondering if we were going to get into talking about that movie. Have you seen Thor Ragnarok, James?
Yeah, I saw it in the cinema. It's a good cinema movie. There's lots of nice graphics on screen. It's funny. It's better than Thor 2.
I'm not sure Ian agrees with you.
Yeah. After we watched Thor 2, I don't know if that holds up or not.
Oh, it's desperate stuff. Terrible.
We were watching the movie, and the entire time, Ian's just like, oh, my God. Oh, that's awful.
Just did not resonate with me. I get enough comic mischief watching Tom and Jerry with my son. I don't need it in my Thor movies.
A lot of people liked it. A lot of people really liked it.
Well, it took and the formula that worked in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie and kind of retroactively fitted it onto Thor, who's now in space, and it's funny, and there's, chicanery. But I liked it. Yeah, all I agree with aestheticist who says that the Ragnarok movie is actually a much better reflection of what Thor comics are actually like, if you ever read them, than the other films are, which they were closer to kind of a... Well, one was the basic intro Marvel movie, but the middle one was like a Lord of the Rings epic type thing, which didn't fit. So, yeah, I love Ragnarok. And I love Jane Foster Thor, and Craig's not here to tell me otherwise. My house this
week. Wait, you liked her? You liked her in the comic, you mean?
Yep. Yeah, but he hates her in the comic because of the movie, so... And I like her in my Puzzle
Quest. It's too bad that he's missing out his big birthday episode.
Yeah, happy birthday,
Craig. Makes me feel sad. All right.
Oh, man.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 137th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This is Sneaky Beat 15 and Chaos 72, Ray and Ian, co-founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance.
Hello.
This week, hello. I forgot about you. You're, he's here, don't worry. As we've mentioned, we are recording on a special night, and Craig is unavailable this week. But fear not, we have... none other on his one-year anniversary of co-hosting the podcast. We have back everybody's favorite co-host, founder of the Puzzle Warriors 3 UK edition, the actual founder of the all-new X-Men Alliance. Jenda McGlynn is back, everybody. Woo!
Right.
You've actually opened quite a geopolitical can of worms with that introduction, but I'll let it slide.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm aware of, you know, that you're not actually part of the UK and the some horrible imperialism that has been plaguing your country
for
centuries now.
Thanks for introducing me via my oppressor, Ian.
Yeah.
Greetings from sunny Dublin at 2 a.m.
My goodness, you're awake far too late. So we'll try to keep things upbeat. I won't mention the oppression of your people anymore, and I'll try to keep it more puzzle-oriented. So we're going to cover the week starting April 17th through April 24th, 2018. Your Deadpool dailies for this week. Today is a red Captain Marvel. Tomorrow is a red Iron Man. Thursday, green Iron Fist. Friday is a green Ragnarok. Saturday, yellow Kamala Khan. Sunday, black Quicksilver. Monday, purple Scarlet Witch. Tuesday, blue Vision. And Wednesday, blue Doctor Strange. On your 5-day 4-star crash... of the Titans. Today is your last day to get out there with Wasp and battle Ant-Man. I want to say starting tomorrow, I believe, is Spider-Woman.
Correct.
And then after that, everybody's favorite Rollins Band song, Ghost Rider, is on the 23rd.
So did you finish Wasp? I don't know if we talked about it before. I don't think so.
I didn't attempt. Okay. You guys both were successful. Craig was also successful, I assume. My wasp, I believe, is at a 1-3-0, which isn't quite enough.
But this is one of the ones that's harder to do on lower levels or lower covers, so I don't blame you.
I don't doubt that at all. I completely failed on my first attempt. And just wiped the floor with me.
It took my champ 2 tries. It's that's the thing about those Crash of the Titans characters that don't have a direct damage element. Or like Wasp does, but it's pretty indirect. Like if you get Mr. Fantastic, you can be there for 20 minutes trying to match his colors. But yeah, this was a long one, and I got it fine, but I got it on the second or third attempt.
Good, yeah. So yeah, I'm hopeless on that one. But fear not, Spider-Woman is well covered. She should be successful unless her opponent is someone that's completely, you know, unbeatable. Ghost Rider is a big toss-up for me. I still have only one level of penance there. So I have him at a 5-1-5. I don't remember where penance there is, but it's the one. So that's a strong maybe.
I think it's 5-5-1, but
I don't think that's gonna happen for you, to be honest.
Okay.
The only way you can win that crash is...
You don't think so, even with the rework?
Maybe, but usually the only way to win that crash is by taking a lot of damage and then dishing that back out with a percentage multiplier because of penance there. But you don't have that percentage multiplier. You have it at 1, so...
Right.
Unlikely, I would think.
Right, because that's against Galactus, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You are correct. I just looked it up.
Right on. Okay. Did you see who Spider-Woman fights?
She is fighting Elektra. Or at least she did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nope. I feel confident, but yeah, I she does get a boo because that sidestep makes a fight tedious.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I'll remain optimistic and I'll keep you guys posted.
It's like Attack of the Two Most Tertiary 4-stars against one another.
PvE, I believe the simulator is on right now. Progression will get you 3 Magneto covers and a Nightcrawler cover, and placement will get you Yondu cover and some Star-Lord covers for the lesser finishers. Also, in story event world, today I see that there is a boss event with absolutely no details, but it'll be here Thursday, so brace yourselves. That's all I could glean from the forums on that. PvP in the time season, we've got Stranger Days coming up today or tomorrow? I think tomorrow.
Yeah, right now, I think.
Yeah, it's right now. It's going live.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Stranger Days is just happening. Progression will get you a Doctor Strange cover, an Iron Fist cover, and the 15 CP. Top finishers will get a Hulkbuster. Others will get Cyclops. And that will be followed by Eye for an Eye, where the progression rewards will get you a Cyclops and a Hulkbuster cover. And top finishers will get 4-star Jean Grey, and lesser finishers will get 3-star Hulk covers.
Man, I love 4-star Jean Grey, but I don't love her top 10 in PvP lover.
I fully agree. That sounds like she's still great, but that's too much work for a Jean cover for a guy like me.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about Jean Grey. She's an amazing starter Pokemon if you are starting the 4-star tier, because the game's a lot harder, and you're trying to get rid of all these horrible countdown tiles and your higher SELs and whatever else. But by the time you get to the higher PvP rewards, you don't need Jean Grey.
Yeah, I find it amazing that going back and remembering that we used to talk about, Teen Jean, yeah, we're not even good. We just skip Teen Jean fights. Like, she's way too hard. That is no longer the case.
Yeah. Unfortunately, her and her teen sidekick, Iceman, got a bit of a downgrade over the years. Not they weren't, you know, nerfed in any way. They just
power creep.
Can't keep up with the newer, tougher America Chavez's of the world.
Right.
Ian, I have to ask, who do you actually use on a day-to-day basis now? Because it doesn't actually come up in the podcast all that often. I know you have Iceman. Is that who you use?
I don't. I'm so close to championing him, so I think he's a cover away from that. On a daily basis, at least, I would say I use Ironheart, Red Hulk, and Thanos.
Man, that's a good team.
That at least gets me through my Deadpool dailies, because I can usually just kill 3 people at once with Red Hulk, and then Thanos will activate his Court Death 3 times in a row and kill the other 3 people. It'll speed me through that little fight. I always use Riri Williams if I can, because she's so efficient. at dishing out damage.
Well, she's one of those four stars that just kind of, she's kind of a five stars in the fun category that like... Like, whenever she's a...
I agree.
Whenever she's on a boost week, it's you just have to, because she's just fun.
Right. Yeah. And then I use a little bit of Agent Coulson and four-star Captain Marvel like everybody else.
I am shocked that you use a character as complicated as Agent Coulson in everyday play.
I do. I do, because he's got three passive components that do the work for me.
Yeah, not to demean you, Ian, but I am very surprised to hear that.
Yeah, well, I play him enough now that his, you know, most of the complications are out. I mean, and even the parts that are, you know, multi-tiered are pretty simple. His one power just charges two tiles and switches them so that I can immediately generate whatever AP I need. The other two just make, the one makes the countdowns, Kingpin style, so I'm familiar with that. The blue I'm less familiar with. I just fire that off when I don't have anybody else to eat up my blue.
Nice.
What are you using these days? It's been a long time since we've had a chance to chat with you.
It's been a year.
How's the Puzzle Quest been treating you?
Well, when you spoke to me last year, I was king of the castle. I was in my own little universe and I was the ruler of that world because I had most of the four stars of that point champed. And, now I've moved on to the five star tier. I've got five star champs, and that relegates you to only really using those five stars ever. I don't really use the boosted fours. So in terms of who I use in my regular play, I suppose I'll go a little bit into detail and you can stop me when you heard this one before. So I think like a lot of the players that actually listen to this, that like the five star guys, this is going to be old hat, but some of the three and four star players might get some use out of it. So I'll just go into like a small bit of detail. So for in the five star tier right now, you're kind of divided between the haves and the have-nots when it comes to Gambit. Me personally, I am a have-not. My Remy got to 515 on the day of his exit from Latest Legends. But there's a big advantage to being in the have-not tier, which is that I can almost guarantee what the other guy's going to have. And as a result, if I figure out something that works against that one team that everyone has in a way that works okay for me, then I've covered myself against about 90% of teams. So here's what I use right now as a have-not. My team at the moment, I use the feature three stars. I'm most of them on 266 now, so that's an extra health pool I don't have to worry about. And then I like using Thor and Doctor Strange, because when you're on the four-star tier, the four-star tier is about big special tiles with Rocket and Groot or converting them with Medusa. And then on the five-star tier, it's about speed, board manipulation, AP generating, cascades, and match damage. Everything's about match damage. And that's why Thor is my best friend in the world, and I love him. Because he's good, but as soon as he hits 50%, he kind of goes into overdrive, and he gets you tons of red, green, and yellow AP every single turn. And then, if you remember what I said the five-star tier was good at, he gives you the tile destruction, he gives you the board shake, he gives you the cascades, he gives you the match damage, he makes you faster, he gives you everything that you kind of covet at that meta. And he's so fast at half health that you don't actually need to do anything with him. You get him to half, and then you match the other guy's colors that you bring with you. Because he'll do his own thing at that point without you even needing to match his colors. So that's Thor on the one side, and then I use Doctor Strange on the other. So I try to really just match blue all match long, blue, 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 and then I spam the stun. So I hit Gambit with the stun straight away because I know the other team is going to have a Gambit. He has two or three powers right at the start that do nothing while he ramps up. Kind of they destroy two tiles, they create two charge tiles. And then it's after that that he gets really, really dangerous. So my big thing is I have to get the stun off before the third power goes off because the first two do nothing. And then the third and fourth powers kill you. So as long as I can get that stun off, he's stunned for three turns. Then the blue turn also gives him 7k damage per turn. And then also why I'm doing that with Doctor Strange, Thor's on the other side just getting his own AP for nothing and I can hit him with extra damage. And then once he's gone, the rest of the match is fine. But that's my strategy right now as someone with no Gambit. I do have, for completely unrelated reasons, I'm trying to build up my 4-star Rogue as much as possible. I'm trying to get her up to level 300 for no reason at all. And I've got 9 left so that I'm in a good position to have my Rogue nice and fat in case I ever need it at some point. But that's where
she
I am.
She is an awesome tank. Right now. Awesome tank. So just out of curiosity and simulator, who's your third pick? Like, do you still use Thor and Doctor Strange there?
I kind of do because I'm used to them. Yeah, like it's a thing that there's a familiarity there because I have to use them every single PvP because I'm always against the Gambit. So then when I move to Sim, it's easy just to stay with the same team. So I pick them, and then in the middle, I've because of the way my fives worked out, I get to choose between either Thanos, Star-Lord, or Spider-Man. And then of those three, Spider-Man wins out because Thor is going to match a lot. He's going to generate a lot of his AP for nothing. And then I can decide whether to use Spider-Man's red or Thor's red or Spider-Man's green or Thor's green. Kind of depending on the situation, what the board looks like, how many web tiles are out there, would I like a stun right now, would I not like a stun right now? So it kind of gives you a versatility, and Thanos will get rid of too much health when I'm trying to keep a guy at 50% health and no lower for as long as I possibly can, so it doesn't really suit that much. And then Star-Lord, I kind of use him to mop up court debts in PvE, and that's it really at the moment. And sometimes I swap in the 4-star America just for fun, but like, that's not a defensive team at all because she's gonna get rolled straight away. But she's fun. She's a 5-star in the fun category. That's all that matters.
Right. Absolutely.
That covers me on all bases, all right, cool. Except the Black Bolt teams. They kill me. That's it.
Okay. So you can stop the Gambit teams, but the Black Bolt teams are a menace.
Skip. It takes a thief to catch a thief. A lot of people think that you need a Gambit to destroy Gambit. I don't. I can do just fine with my Doctor Strange. But I think you really need a thief to catch a thief if that Gambit has a Black Bolt beside him, because then Gambit can truck him. He's fine, but I can't.
Right. Yeah, that's a very true story. I am a have in the Gambit category, and I love using him with Black Bolt. And if the other team has a Black Bolt, then I throw Thor in because, I don't need one. If they're already putting out charge tiles, I don't need my Black Bolt. So, completely agree with your assessment.
Yeah, so that's where I am right now anyway.
That's exciting. That sounds a bit grueling, but it sounds like you're making the most of your transition as a 5-star player.
Well, I've just got these 5 characters, and I'm stuck to have to find a way to make them work as much as I can. But I'm one of those guys that I get my 900 and then I'm out. So it's not like I really have to worry too much about like what's the best team ever for doing a big defensive thing or what's going to be a wonderful shield hopper. That's not the way I play, so that's fine in that regard. And then I'm saving up for my next 3 right now, so fingers crossed that'll go well.
They will remain crossed.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to tell everybody about this week's pie,
woo-hoo,
brought to you, as always, by This Pie. Thanks, This Pie, friend of the show and segment hero. But anyway, for those of you who didn't understand last week's clue, or 2 weeks ago at this point, I believe Craig was trying to quote the television show Kung Fu, and so it was a reference to Grasshopper, which would take you to Grasshopper Pie, and let me try to quickly sum up this delicious pie. Once you have taken your delicious cream cheese and whipped it up to a nice fluffy consistency, then you can add your milk and green food coloring and chocolate-covered mint cookies. And I would instead of the usual short crust, I would recommend either a graham cracker crust or maybe even an Oreo pie crust if you like that sort of flavor. Other than that, it's a delicious no-bake pie, really. So I would recommend, if you like chocolate mint, this is the pie for you.
What?
Because that's all it is.
Well, I don't,
did you say what?
I don't know mint. If you mentioned hate it, mint. But this is actually based off a cocktail by the same name. Because when you told me that the featured pie was the grasshopper pie, I thought it was just another disgusting American food stuff. Just like the pie segment every single week, which is a window into your cuisine that I don't need. But it's not actually anything like it sounds. It's a minty dessert pie, basically, and it still sounds disgusting,
correct,
but not in the way that you expect.
Okay. I find it's not something I'm going to order, but I do like that level of disgust, especially for, again, Craig tries to steer it towards some awful pies, but, chocolate mint isn't the worst.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not going to, it didn't make my birthday pie list this week, but
instead of
I enjoy
instead of what did you say, cottage cheese, I would maybe prefer it in an iced cream format, perhaps
cream cheese.
But yeah,
cream cheese,
lovely.
Not cottage cheese. What kind of savage do you think I am?
Minty, fabulous.
Yeah, cream cheese, not, please don't add cottage cheese to your grasshopper pie.
Wouldn't
cottage
be much
cheese
worse.
Is meant to be served in a bowl with a little bit of ground pepper on top and a spoon. But cream cheese whipped to a fluffy consistency. And you'll get a delicious chocolatey mint pie, also known as the grasshopper pie. Yeah, I support you, right? I'm not a big mint guy, really. Other than when McDonald's dishes out the Shamrock Shake, I'm not on board for that.
The number of Mr. Yuck faces on Discord is through the roof. I will admit that half of them are mine.
Yeah, I'm going to steal one of the jokes on the chat. I don't care. Unlike other people, I'm going to not pretend that I'm not doing it. Yeah, it's very nice of you guys to save the Shamrock Shake for this week. Really appreciate it.
Again, unintentionally racist, but gold. So,
one of those famous UK milkshakes.
Yeah, well, which is a quick seg. UK, sorry. I'm going to never live that one down. So, my one and only visit to Ireland, I decided that I would be a douchebag and go to McDonald's and order a Shamrock Shake. It was terrible.
Man, I don't think I've ever seen a Shamrock Shake.
You got to go in early to mid-March. I was there the week before St. Patrick's Day. I think I flew home on St. Patrick's Day. But I ordered it's the worst milkshake I've ever had in my life. It was everything Ray dreads about it. That it was condensed into this shake. It was like, I mean, obviously they knew, but they were like, oh, look, it's a horrible American tourist who's ordered a Shamrock Shake in downtown Dublin, and we're going to give him a cup filled with mint toothpaste. I was so sad. The rest of the trip was glorious.
They told me that they actually just served you a grasshopper pie as a joke.
Oh, poor grasshopper pie. Well, if anybody does like grasshopper pie, don't forget to refrigerate it after preparation. It's much better cold. And that's the pie of the week, brought to you, as always, by this pie.
This pie. Thanks,
this pie.
And it was kind of also accidentally local news.
Okay. Oh, and yeah, I guess for you it would have been accidentally local-ish news. I have no local news from this end. How about some gaming news, brought to you, as always, by Ray?
No, not usually, actually, but as far as local news, it was Ian's birthday over the weekend, and we ate a lot.
Oh, it was. I was there.
We ate a lot of pie, and that was good. It was 80 degrees out, and now it's snowing. 3 days later, it's snowing. There's snow on the ground. That's what it's like to live in this area.
After the merriment of my birthday, the world plunges back into darkness.
Exactly.
Did you guys finish any of the leftover pie while gaming?
I believe so. I believe good. That pie was devoured completely.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah. So, as far as news goes, the update first, there's an update to X-Force Wolverine. If you haven't noticed, then you don't have a championed X-Force Wolverine. I can tell you that. Because he now will get you, starting at level 280, his rewards change from a legendary token to an old man Logan cover. You get one at 280, 300, 320, and then at 340, 350, 360, starting with black, then yellow, then red. Surprised me. I didn't expect to get free old man Logan covers. Unfortunately, my black is at a 5, so the first one was not incredibly useful. But we'll cover that later on Dying on the Vine. But in any case, it was good to get a yellow, and I will be looking forward to the red. So, yeah, there you go.
Rightly so.
That exact situation is why I'm delighted that Old Man Logan was given the nod for this month, while Rogue Quest continues for my final 9 rogues, because I do not want to be in a situation where my 525 is given that first power and not the second power.
Right.
But I think I was given a month's grace by virtue of Old Man Logan, and even though I'm only on 421 and he's never going to happen, that was lovely. Let me get my Rogue Quest complete.
Sure. Yeah, mine's at a, I think it was at a 512, so it's now at a 522. It's, yeah, not a whole lot better. Not a whole lot of prospects there, but still, I'll enjoy the one cover that I got.
I was one of the ignorant folk that you mentioned before. As you know, I'm in a perpetual 3-star, 4-star transition, so I do not have a championed X-Force Wolverine, but now I have something extra to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you get Old Man Logan covers in the resupply. There's different places to get them.
Right.
He is. He's kind of hard now without the latest Legends of Support. But in any case, support. If you didn't catch our previous episode, our special with the Demiurge, you should. So I'm going to skip most of this, but the rewards have started coming out. The Red ISO 8 has been popping up, and there's an article on the D3 forum if you want to check it out that details where you can get a whole bunch of different support rewards. So
I mean, has it been coming out, though? Has it really?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Just maybe not as much as you want or would like. It's there. There's two offers in the Heroes for Hire. One is for 3 Doctor Strange covers, 3 Star Strange, with 4,500 Red ISO 8, and 9 beginner support tokens and 1 advanced support token. That's a pretty reasonable price. I think it was 3,400.
Yeah, I got it. I picked it up.
There you go. But then the one that was really nice, there was a Heroes for Hire offer that was 3 4-star Rock and Groot covers with 12,000 Red ISO 8 and 1 Ooh. Master support token. Yeah, I don't remember how much that was. I bought it nearly instantly.
I also did also buy that one. That sounds like a lot of Red ISO 8, but it got 1 support. Keep in mind, they go up to a level of 200, or mine one does at the moment. It got mine up to level 44, so that's not my best support is on right now, which is fine for the first week of the system. Just it's very, very glacial at the moment.
Yeah, I would not say that the Red ISO 8 is flowing. It is, but I believe if you rewind and listen to what I said it's there.
Yeah, and the economy of it seems to be based around getting duplicate supports, because every time, yes. If I get one at rank 2, any time from now until forever that I get that same rank 2 again, that's duplicate Red ISO instead. And the numbers for those are pretty okay. They're a lot more generous than the nodes are, for example, right now, or things like that. So that seems like the best way to do it, just that there's not really very many ways to get those yet either at the moment. So it's we're still ramping up, I guess, which is, that's fine while they still have chimichangas the way it is.
That is true. And yeah, so the duplicates, I know I got a duplicate and got 1400 red ISO. So, you know, that is nice. However, when you're playing the PvE and one of your rewards is 3 red ISO 8, 3, that, yes, that's a little disappointing.
They missed a few zeros.
But in any case, as we discussed with Demiurge, they are ramping it up. They're looking to see where they're going. Because once, like they said, they did say this, once you put it out there, you can't take it away. So they're putting it out there and they're going to be gradually increasing, gradually adding places. So it's brand new. I'm still on board. I'm not going to be mad at them. There's also the supports vault you can take a look at. You can buy 1, 10, or 40 grabs at the vault. There's all sorts of support rewards in there. And like I said, they have started adding them in PvE, different spots that you can grab tiny little bits of red ISO. So in any case, it's out there. You just got to look for it and keep digging.
Yeah, and actually, it sounds like I'm negative on the mechanic. I'm really looking forward to the mechanic. Some of them are really, really useful. I don't know if you've had a proper chance to look through the powers this week on some of those supports. Like, it's very interesting to me which supports you can use on anyone and which you can only use on one particular character.
Yeah.
For example, the chimichangas should just be a Deadpool-only power. We do not need any more supports in this game that make red and purple AP in particular much faster. And when that's up at level 200, by the way, that's about every second turn that red and purple gets double as fast. And you can anyone that's played PvP in the last year knows why that's a bad idea. But then on the other hand, you've got a support like Wong. Absolutely fantastic. It's like if you wrote out a laundry list of everything that you would like as kind of optional nice extras for Doctor Strange, Wong does them all the way down in a row. More health, the stun lasts another turn, countdowns last another turn, and in Doctor Strange's case, that means another 6,000 damage for his blue power. And it also speeds up your blue AP a little, which is great because his the only problem with his stun is it's a bit slow. So when I see Wong appear in my Marvel Puzzle Quest, it's like when Homer sees the gummy Venus de Milo. I'm like, I just want that Wong all over my face, Craig.
Yeah, I would have to say, so far, Wong is my absolute favorite support. I have put everything that I could into him and have him. I only have a 1 star, but yeah. I have him up to level 50 as a support.
It's that's an investment. Max. Yeah, that's a good idea. It's going to be interesting to see which characters get the specific supports, because if it's someone like Doctor Strange, who you could argue he's pretty well balanced already, then the support is just nice. If it's someone like, for example, Five Star Hulk, who kind of most people would agree quite badly needs a rework, then if he comes out with a good support, you could say, well, am I paying to rebalance him on my end? Right, when this should just be a general thing that everyone gets. So I'm really curious to see how that moves on going forward with the new releases.
Yeah, and they did specifically say that the rebalancing, this was not a stopgap for rebalancing. This was just a completely separate thing. So,
well, they got it right with Wong.
I'm sorry?
They got it right with Wong anyway, as the first five-star specific support in the game.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm still playing around with them. I'm still moving them around. Not putting them in the obvious spots. I'm trying them other places, people that I use more often. So,
yeah, it'll be nice when the UI updates eventually as well to make it easier to see who has who.
Sure. Have you used the supports at all yet, Ian?
I've placed one or two of them where the complete opposite way that you have.
Oh.
Like on people that I don't regularly use, but whoever is going to gain that sixth ability from it.
Oh, sure.
That's where I threw it. I was like, who's going to get Cap Shield? Cap, easy answer.
I don't have to think about that.
Yeah, once I get more familiar with them, it'll be a slow process. But as of right now, I've only scratched the surface. Trying to go on vacation later this week, yo. I've got time for that.
I'm very curious to see if they get added to the boss event rewards, because they just launched supports last week. It's a very big new feature. And now on Thursday is the first big boss event since the feature was released. So we should get an idea of kind of what the general sense of... maybe they could have some high rank supports in the progression rewards if the whole group does really well in the boss event. Or that could be something that they still see as being kind of a vault-only type thing. So we'll see.
Yeah,
sure.
Looking forward to it.
And at Donkey Teeth, I mentioned earlier, in the sneak peek version of... the announcements of the forum, it says unnamed. Yeah, exactly. Unnamed boss event. Look at that. What they can get. I can't even talk as fast as they can put things in the Discord. Ian out.
There is more information out there. However, it was leaked and we're not going to talk about it because.
Sure. It was. Yes. It was not D3 or Demiurge who released, or Marvel, or as a matter of fact, who released this information.
Well,
yes. Completely lost.
It likely was. It was just too early. So, we'll talk more about that next week, probably.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So the last piece of news is the longest piece of news. There is a R150 release notes. I'm going to run through it as quickly as possible. They introduce supports. I'm going to skip all that because we've mostly talked about it. But there are known support issues that I think are worth mentioning. The Quinjet is not currently visible. It's going to be hotfixed later this week. The Avengers Tower... The synergy perk fires whenever anyone in the team fires a power. It should only be when Iron Man fires a power. That'll be hot fixed later. Quinjet's rank 1 was overpowered at high levels, so it's going to be hot fixed. The Thanos infinite power does not prevent tile destruction from the support perks right now. That won't be fixed until R151. The perks that increase maximum health heal characters when the battle finishes, and they show a healing animation on the health bar at the start of the battle. That'll be fixed in the next patch. Archangel, aerial superiority, does not prevent AP generation by support perks at the moment. That'll be fixed in the next patch.
This one's my favorite.
When Hulk, Bruce Banner, transforms into the other guy, the attached support runs away scared. It does not work when he becomes the other guy.
The sports rip off with his clothing whenever he transforms, so you don't get them for the whole rest of the battle. I love that.
The countdown tiles created by supports don't go away when the characters they're equipped is downed. Apparently, they're not linked correctly. That applies to the Milano. That's the Guardians of the Galaxy jet, or not jet, spaceship, whatever. It also affects the Chimichanga synergy.
Yeah, should probably just get rid of Chimichangas then.
Man, you are not going to let that one go, are you?
They're not working. Sounds terrible.
The Destroyer's Gun perk still fires when Coulson is stunned. The support store... Oh, this is completely outside. Support store is only visible if you have support tokens, and it says, get your covers. Okay, I hadn't noticed that. But in the PC layout, the red ISO 8 display overlaps the other UI elements and the supports inventory when you have 10,000 or more red ISO 8. So it's one of those deals where the numbers are just too long and the graphics overlap. And it is not clear from your roster which characters have supports equipped. That was something we talked about, or I think I mentioned in the interview, and they have it listed as a bug. So they're quite aware.
Yeah, there was so one to do the with issues. There was one to do with 4-star Rocket and Groot as well, that his name is so long because he actually has quite a long bracket name as well, that he was cutting off lots of the text as well on the support screen, so that it looked like it gave different information than it was meant to. It was something like, no, I don't know, but that, yeah, 4-star Rocket and Groot has such a long character text name that it was pushing bits out of screen on the support screen. That was there as well.
Okay. The other thing mentioned in the R150 is that Steve Rogers and his variants have all been renamed to Captain America. So now we've got 2-star Cap Steve Rogers, 3-star Cap Super Soldier, and 5-star Cap First Avenger, but they are all named Captain America.
Yeah, which is almost certainly because the supports are designed to work with characters named Captain America.
Right.
Which, yeah, I don't know why they absolutely would change the 2-star version. The 2-stars can't get supports, but it puts it all in line with one another, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So just a clear up, I think, to make sure that the supports work accurately. And again, I think, Jenda, we were talking about this before we started recording, the idea that they probably knew about these before they even released the supports. It's just they wanted to get the supports out there and get people using them. And I'm thinking it's probably likely the reason that they didn't include it in PvP, because when you have a whole bunch of stuff and you're still testing it out and you're having the players test it out, you don't really want that to affect the PvP standings too much. So in any case, it all makes sense. And there you go. That is what we have in the news.
Thanks, Ray. All right. So this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Bullseye goes to the Jersey Shore.
Bad move.
Totally bad move. Now that they're back on the air, it's even worse. But here to tell you all about 2-star Bullseye, you guessed it, Jenda McGlynn.
2-star Bullseye, the guy stinks. he's annoying when you're on the 2- and 3-star tier, because the actual matches themselves are quite a bit longer to get through than they are right now on the 4- and 5-star tier. And as a result, that purple gets really annoying over time, because it'll just end up everywhere. You can't get rid of it. And it's kind of just an irritant. It's not really a threat so much as it's something that gets in your way to finish the match quicker. When you try and use him, he's got I think it's a black power off the top of my head that has a really high AP cost. So offensively,
it does. That generates criticals.
Yeah. If you are to receive Bullseye covers and you think, because you're early to the game and you think, I might actually try and use him offensively, it's not going to work. It's actually an early indicator in the game that in general, if they're not named Thanos, the villains aren't really worth your time compared to the heroes. That's
wow.
A hot take.
A little harsh, but okay.
Yeah.
Here's what 2-star Bullseye does and why he's actually a hidden gem. 2-star Bullseye gives you 3-star Bullseye. 3-star Bullseye gives you Kingpin. And Kingpin gives you Daredevil. So I love 2-star Bullseye.
It's a long chain to get there, but it's worth it.
Yeah,
he's recently acquired a mediocre green power to go with his purple and black. That helped.
Yeah, they had a little run of adding on third powers onto the two power people, but in this instance, it's not going to get much play, I don't think. Is he the worst Dark Avenger in the game? Would you say Moonstone's maybe worse?
She's nipping at his heels.
Because Ares is good. So anyway, that's 2-star Bullseye. You'll fight him a lot.
Yeah, the Dark Avengers not named Ares are kind of a rough ride all around.
And I'm trying to remember who all the Dark Avengers are.
Sentry, Ares, Moonstone, Bullseye, and Dakin, the Ken.
Yeah, he's okay.
The Dream Warrior.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm more on board. I do think he is at the bottom of the list.
He's lower tier, yeah, that's for sure. He could put out a lot of projectiles, but that's about
it. Yeah, if you're fighting Moonstone, Moonstone kind of does nothing in the match. She'll swap 2 tiles that have no effect halfway through the match, and then before you realize it, she's gone. Whereas Bullseye only exists to slow the match down, which is not what you ever want. So
right, that's true. I feel like on the there's extra text on his black ability that generates those critical tiles. Like, if you already happen to have three unmatched critical tiles on the board and you add two more, he suddenly does a truckload of damage for a 2-star. But I can't imagine a scenario where that could occur. Is that an accurate claim that I'm making?
That's an accurate claim, yeah, because even if you're using someone who's created much later in the game, like America Chavez, first of all, you're not going to use her with Bullseye, but second of all, those critical tiles, they just get matched. They're not going to stay right there. Because the enemy AI always prioritizes the highest match damage on the board. So even if you don't match them to try and get this weird niche power to work, the AI will match them in the next turn. So
you have to hope that you can generate a lot of extra tiles and that you're fighting goons that don't make matches.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And
there you go.
So Alpha asked, and I want to make sure that everyone hears this. Has anyone ever had this happen? Have you ever had 2-star Bullseye have enough critical tiles on the board to do that 12,000 points of damage? Has it ever happened to anyone? I'm just curious. So
I am also curious. I'm willing to say no.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Yeah, it's a bit like some of the 1-stars that have kind of these enormous requirements to get things to happen, which, like, sometimes they're fine because, say, you can get off 19 AP for the blue power for Iron Man or whatever. But for a lot of the other ones, it's like trying to win American Ninja Warrior or something. You're better off just taking a nice walk instead.
I also want to throw out there, if anybody does get it to happen, I want pics. I want to see.
Yeah, that'd be some front page news.
Yeah. All right.
Front page fake news. All right.
Well, that's Always Sunny in Xandar featuring Bullseye. All right. Let's go over to our favorite local mailman, Willie Lumpkin, and see what sort of listener comments we can find in our mailbag.
Okay. In the mailbag, brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. Thanks, Willie. So the first thing I wanted to mention, and we're not going to discuss it now, but I want you to start thinking about it. We got a request on our Facebook page asking us what characters would we like to see in the game. We've talked about this a long time ago, and a lot of characters have been added to the game. The characters, I think at the time, I had Nightcrawler and Craig wanted Nightcrawler. I wanted, I don't remember at all. I'm completely blanking. But in any case, all the characters we wanted are now in the game.
That sounds likely.
So what characters you want now? Think about it. I'm going to get back to it when we get to the end of the end of the segment. From Reddit, I wanted to mention this, that, we kind of already covered it. So this was Macrakalaka on the Reddit, that probably the best way to get Red ISO 8 is to get multiple supports. You get duplicates and you get Red ISO. In any case, we already covered it, but just wanted to make sure that he got a little bit of credit for bringing it up on the Reddit.
I know everyone's curious to hear me say that in an Irish accent, so I will. Macrakalaka.
Nice. Rob M on Twitter, he tweeted us and said that and this is, again, it's old news, but at the time we were fighting Apocalypse, and he said the easiest way I found to take down Apocalypse and his team was Lockjaw, IM40, and Jane, Goddess of Thunder. So generates a ton of charge tiles between Lockjaw and Jane's blue, and then you just one-shot him with the smite. He included a picture. And it's very impressive. Like, half the board is charge tiles, and he's got the smite all charged up, and it's ready to go. Thought that was a good team up.
For sure.
Jordan from Jersey says, on the positivity, and again, these are comments from 2 weeks ago, because we didn't do listener comments.
Right.
Positivity, negativity for the podcast. He says, look, don't take this as a slam because I don't mean it as one, but if forced to choose between the hosts of this podcast embody positivity in general and the hosts of the show embody negativity in general, I'm going with negativity. It's a 60-40 split. Most of your negativity is meant to at least partially in jest, but it still tips the scale. That's your shtick. Grumpy old men. No shame in that. I think that's a positive outlook on where the show's coming from. I, however, disagree. I think we're fairly positive about the game. We're just, you know, we got Craig on here.
I think he just meant in general. Yeah. I agree. About the game, I've got to assume we're positive. I can't imagine that Demiurge would come on our show if we were negative about the game.
Good point.
Like, that would not make any sense to me. Now, as far as being negative in general,
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Sometimes it's just these weird hot takes that come out of nowhere, though. Like, the whole Jubilee thing made no sense to me. We wait 2 years for new X-Men, non-duplicate X-Men, X-Men with cool powers that look cool on screen, and then I look on Reddit and everything I see is, oh, it's not Kitty Pryde. It's not the three-star Vision of the X-Men. Like, what's Kitty Pryde's unique look? She's got brown hair. Next. Jubilee's great. Jubilee was a vampire, and that makes her better, not worse. End of hot take.
The best part about this is, since Craig isn't on this one, he'll probably listen to it, and I can't wait for his reaction. Anyway,
yeah.
Follow-up on that, Aestheticist did say that in regards to having a fourth voice that's positive about everything, what for? He said that would be truly discordant. You guys are already just barely tolerable as being too sweet. We could use more salt.
Right on.
Secondly, he said, I saw the Masters in 3D once, in the flesh, too much heat and bugs, and no HUD. VR is a lot, sounds a lot better. All right. And, he also said, unless the pie segment course corrects next episode, it jumped the shark with the Russian pie. Wow. Okay. Which is a double reference if you want to go back a couple episodes in this. Stinkbomb said, Craig seems like the kind of guy that would get kicked out of a Woolworths for unsavory language on account of them not having Dapper Dan. Again, a double reference. I love these.
Right.
And he also said, as for Jubilee, she's bona fide.
That's
fantastic movie. Dances with Weevils said, it feels almost like the developers created and released Jubilee in such a way as to troll Craig.
No, I wanted Craig them doesn't... to do it more than that. I wanted the clue to be coming to dazzle the Marvel Universe, this wonderful X-Men. No, not a bit. She just appeared in the icon, as is. Oh, I couldn't believe. What a wasted opportunity.
I think it's also funny that Patch was specifically asked on Discord, and he said, no, the developers don't sit around trying to figure out how to troll Craig. Tad Prime on the Reddit said, one star farming, I also tried it initially and then got fed up and went back to just selling them, kind of begrudged the fact that one star Spidey was redone, and now I'm considering leveling him back up. You should do it. He's a lot of fun.
As a follow-up, Brigby says that only he is the master of trolling Craig.
Nice.
One star farming, by the way, the math works out that it's worth doing. It up until you get very high up there in your rank that you're getting XP for, it's worth it. It's a net ISO gain is more what I'm trying to get at. It might not be worth it for the time, but I do it.
Interesting. I just don't think I have the patience to do it. I want my ISO now. I need my ISO.
Yeah, well, if you get your one stars up to 13 covers, I just switch around which of them is 544 all the time, and that's all I have to do. I just respec them. I don't have to re-roster them all the time.
Sure. Interesting. I didn't think of that. Good job. D-Wing Illinois said, Chris Cross and Chikara in the opening before we even started the podcast. Strong start. And Craig ruins it with Patsy Cline. I don't even remember him singing Patsy Cline, but okay. Maybe I just blocked that. I do that now.
Yeah, you did.
Even if you don't like pie, listen to the last episode pie segment. Just wow. Well, impressive. All right. Good job, Ian.
Thanks.
Next week's show is going to be 2 hours with the supports discussion. Nope. We just did a complete episode on supports and skipped everything else. So.
Right.
He said that I officially won the episode by correcting less to fewer. I do it in my head all the time. It's just usually I don't want to get into that argument with Craig. And for those who are not alive during that time period, Craig inexplicably started singing Debbie Gibson. Her versus Tiffany in the 80s was defining, and the only defensible side was Debbie. Fight me. I'm not.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought they were pretty evenly matched. I'm a fan of both.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a fight. I think you're just going to get a, really? You think? I didn't like both at the time, and I'm fine with both of them now, so.
Oh, good.
Joe said that the article that we referenced about the WWE women's division sounds rife with errors, so.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just read bits and pieces on Yahoo and throw it out there.
Yeah, you can't trust things on the internet. People are just scum. He also said that Sabu is coming to Pittsburgh on June 1st. It's a humdinger of a match, so if you want to look that up.
Nope, I saw him, and he's not looking well these years. The years have not been kind to that man.
Craig said Joe said that Craig is right. His vine is a mess. That being said, as someone who has champed Craven, you should champ Lockjaw. I don't know if he still has time or if he's even going to listen to this, but he should champ Lockjaw. On to last week's episode, and there's not very many comments here because I cut a lot of them out. There's a whole ton of comments about the health pack discussion. We brought up health packs and how Craig doesn't think they're worth having.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
And, right. And then, again, it became clear that he is both right and wrong.
Yes.
He doesn't play PvP, so they have no value. If you play PvP, they are gold.
Yeah. So do you want me to read your comment? Because it's the only comment I left in here, James.
Oh, I can't remember what it was, but it was probably witty. Go right ahead.
You said you'll pry health pack rewards from my cold, dead Irish hands.
Oh, I agree with me.
Joe on the interview said a spreadsheet with hundreds of possible supports. I want to see that spreadsheet. Master of the spreadsheets. Jeff Duggan, my real disappointment about support so far is that my alliance needs to come up with a new nickname for the 1,000 hero points pull because we've been calling it the Chimichanga for almost a year now. Now that means something entirely different. Grinch McScrooge, I've heard the 1,000 hero point reward being called the roster slot. Somebody else commented and said, why don't you just call it 1,000 hero points?
That's not creative.
Perondiak, supports. Cool stuff. The way to manage adding them and seeing who has what equipped is a bit clunky, but it's new, and I'm okay with it. I think that's generally a good take on the whole thing.
We know the UI is going to improve, so.
And D-Wing said the devs' tolerance of this show's nonsense is just inspiring. I don't know which dev made the Xeno reference regarding Madrox, but he won the episode. And the best part about the Q&A with the devs is the awe-inspiring amount of thought and effort that they put in to create things like supports. Bravo and brava. Very cool comment.
Yeah, I like big new features. I'm actually quite excited about this in the long term.
Yeah. So I asked it in the beginning. We got the request on Facebook. What characters do you want to see in this game? You guys got a character you want to put in?
Well, first of all, I
would like to see...
Yeah, you go first, sorry.
Sorry, we both froze at the same time. Why don't you go ahead since you're the guest?
Okay, well, first of all, I found the ones that you picked last time, so I'll read those out.
Sure.
Craig picked Nightcrawler. He wanted Nightcrawler most. Raymond picked Rogue and Doctor Strange. Ah. And then Ian picked the Poison Chalice. He picked the Silver Chalice instead of the Wooden Chalice, and he wanted Ghost Rider in the game. So thanks for that, Ian. But
I didn't know what turn it was going to take.
But they're all actually in the game now, so it's time to pick some new hot favorites. Will I do mine?
Yes.
Why don't you?
Yeah. Okay. So hang on, I have actually written down the ones that I wanted. Yeah. So my good friend Stink Palm, he always brings up that he'd like to see more villains in the game every single time this is mentioned, and even when I show a new character that's been released in the game, he's like, "Yeah, great. Yeah, where's the villains?" So I thought I would do a villain list of the villains I would most like. So for me, I personally would really like to see the classic Sentinel. Like, if any of you have ever played the classic fighting game Marvel vs. Capcom 2, they've got an enormous Sentinel that you can play as. Oh, and I think all the animations would look really cool on screen, just to sell how kind of big and scary they are. And they're kind of having an iconic look, even though all they are is something the X-Men can destroy with their powers that doesn't show any blood. Like, that's why they exist. But I just think the design is cool enough that it would be cool. For Spider-Man, I'd like more like Scorpion, Rhino, Shocker, that type of tier. But even with supports now, we can fit in people that there wasn't really scope for before. Like, if you wanted to get in Superior Foes of Spider-Man or... I'd just get a giant-sized man thing. So I think that would be exactly what I want.
Solid.
So that's my villain list.
I think that I would like to see, at least from the villain half, I would like to see MODOK. And as far as heroes go, I would like to see Magic.
Ah. Oh, good shout.
You always come up with a character that I haven't thought of in any way.
Oh, all right. I'll try not to disappoint next time.
There's also cool people like Mr. Sinister or Kang the Conqueror as well, but half of these could do as supports even. We've got more scope now to bring in new characters that we didn't before.
Yeah, this is very true. So I am going to pick a very obvious one, And it's actually been brought up before on the podcast, the idea that this character isn't announced. They're just added to the game. And when anybody goes, hey, what's this? They just go, what? He's been there for about a year or so. Like, they don't even acknowledge that he's new. I want Bishop to just time travel into the game and appear. But in any case.
Even with that lead-in, I had no idea where you were going.
Oh, really?
I thought you were going to tell me Chameleon.
No, I want the time-traveling Bishop.
Okay.
Or Cable. Cable's the obvious, I guess.
I would put Cable as likely, even, because we know that he's in...
Yeah, I'd put money on him when Deadpool
like he's, makes, we know that he's in that movie, so yeah.
Movie 2 appearance, yeah.
Yeah, sure. A little too obvious. And they're not adding 2 stars anymore, and I wouldn't want this guy to be much more than a 2 or a 3. The one that I mentioned a couple times, Crossbones. I like Crossbones as a villain way more than I think anybody else. So
you certainly do, and I would be happy to see him as a 4. I understand what you're saying, but as I reflect on, you know, where they are in the game and people who are getting away with existing as 4 stars
or 5,
like,
yeah.
Not to suggest that she's not a spectacular character, but if you're talking comic book wise and you're telling me America Chavez is a 4, get out of Dodge. Just stop.
And not only a really, really strong one.
Yeah. So I'd be totally comfortable if Crossbones showed up and he was a 4 star wrecking machine.
Nice. I could also do with a Claw, but, you know, they killed him off in the MCU, but.
That would be nice.
Anyway, that's those are the people I'm thinking of.
Oh, and I'm on board with new 2 stars as well, if that's a discussion that needs to be had. I think that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, it thins them out a little bit, but I think that wouldn't hurt the game that much. I think it would still work.
We've had 3 years worth of new mechanics since the last 2 stars, so it would work.
Yeah. All right, so...
Right, would it slow down people's farming of the 2 stars?
A little.
Okay.
But I don't think it would be that much. I've completely lost track of Discord. Oh, my God. Oh, and
I had to look away.
Yeah.
It's just a rogues gallery of different people shouting out characters, but some of them are pretty good.
Nice. I'll have to look at it, back and look later. But that is all we've got. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Mr. Lumpkin.
Thank you. And now, are you ready? Jenda and I are about to venture into uncharted waters.
Oh God!
I am Hans,
and I am Franz,
and we're here to pump
you up.
Not even close. That's okay. It was a noble first attempt, and we didn't practice this. You had no idea what was coming.
No, I had no idea. And can I just say, we are doing this across continents. It is now...
That's true!
It is now 3 in the morning, and also, Saturday Night Live does not air in this country. I've never seen it. So that's my defense. And
in that case, that was spectacular.
I had to Google search to see what that was.
So, the segment brought to you, as always, by Mystify. This is the Boosted Characters of the Week. Take it away, Jenda.
Yeah, I'm just going to give brief descriptions, really, because I don't really have in-depth summaries available to me. So, Mr. Fantastic is boosted this week. He's very much your classic support character. He's not really a direct damage dealer, but Imagineod is better than you think it is. Imagineod, you can get cascades with it, and it stacks over time. He's got some decent powers, but for me, I think Imagineod is the standout, and you're trying to get cascades with that. You can fit him into those kind of Medusa gimmick teams, but my favorite Medusa gimmick team is still Medusa, Venom, and Carnage. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great. So Mr. Fantastic is also probably, I think, the hardest Crash of the Titans, but that's just because he's purely intended to bolster the other 2 people on your team. So, yeah. You know, I think he's got a worse reputation than people think, because the only time they ever use him is in the hardest Crash of the Titans in the whole game. So,
And don't forget his blue stun is right up there. His stun is very worthwhile.
Yeah, he's better than people think, and never as useful as you want him to be. That's Mr. Fantastic. Rogue is one of the best tanks in the game. So just The only thing I think out of this list that you're going to see all week long is Valkyrie is brand new and she's boosted, and people that have her well covered is going to, they're going to want her coming out party. They really like that the red shifts the damage down. So if you can use it on someone that's about to die, it'll just swap over to the next person. But the other person is, you're going to see Rogue everywhere. What she does is that she slows down a fight that's all about speed. Like everything in PvP is about trying to get things through as quickly as possible because you want the best score at that, and it goes by time. And when you've got a boosted four that really slows down the damage that can be dealt to them through match damage and that kind of thing, then that's very valuable to people. Maybe one of the few characters on the 4-star tier, Sandman aside, that's purely defensive based. This is what you hear about the 5-star tier all the time. Whenever you try and say someone's great, they go, oh yeah, but he's not great on defense, is he? Well, for the 4-star tier, Rogue is probably the best you can get for defense, along with with Carol's nuke. So that's Rogue. She's fantastic. Star-Lord is boosted. He makes Paris cheaper. So if you've got someone like Coulson or Grockett, you can really go bananas with that mechanic. Grockett's strike tiles are better with a Guardian on a team, and Grockett's in every 4-star PvP team, so you're going to see those two together for most of the week. The weirdest thing about Star-Lord is that he does not give Star-Lord covers when you champion him up. Drax does. So there's a pattern there, but I don't know what it is. The Thing is probably one of the best characters in the game, who is not very good in the actual game itself. I love The Thing. I really wish he was better. He's pretty good. He's similar to what we talked about 4-star Jean Grey. He's one of those characters that's aged out a bit, but he's like a starter Pokemon for the 4-star tier. If you were to get Thing in your first 3 or 4, maybe your first 6 4-stars, you'd use him quite a bit and you'd enjoy him and he'd be great, but he's not going to last you in the long term. And I would say if you have 15 or more 4-stars, so you're more in the tier, I'd consider him kind of a bad investment until later in the game when you're just trying to get them for the champion rewards. And that's the boosted characters of the week.
Excellent. Brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
Oh, and
thanks, Mystify.
I should say also, there are also 3-star boosted characters of the week, and all of them are actually very good this week. There's not a single one that I would downplay or say is quite bad. So, and they all work really well together, so go nuts.
Yeah, I just saw that list. Deadpool, Doctor Strange, Iron Man 40, Kamala Khan, and Thanos. Wow. That is
strong. That's a strongest 3-star list I've seen since we started doing this segment, probably.
Yeah, and with the most synergy as well. Any of those three work really well together.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's if I make more time to play over vacation, I'll have a lot of access to a lot of good 3-stars. All right. Thanks, Mystify. Oh, so yeah, listen to him now and believe him later.
All right.
Those are the boosted characters of the week.
Man, I always miss those cues. I always miss them.
I know. I'm asleep at the switch. But anyway, let's move into the Dying on the Vine segment, because I know Ray has some things to tell us about his Vine and his dying while I load up my game.
Sure. So mine is, it's actually not going to take too long. I have a whole bunch of 2-star Hawkeyes because I just haven't got to them yet. But mainly I have a Bagman that has 18 hours. So I'm just going to sell them now so I don't forget and lose out on that 250 ISO. Again, he is at a 504, which just, it's sad. I can't get blue. Can't do it. And then there's the really sad one that I've already mentioned. My old man Logan is at a 522, and I have another black cover. I've got 7 days on it, and I can't bring myself to actually sell him yet. But there's just no way he's getting there. So
I agree.
The quality of life improvement that I would like in the game, I don't even know from a programming standpoint if this is possible or not possible. I think these covers should auto-sell when their countdown timer runs out for that equivalent amount of ISO.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
I agree.
That's.
I feel like we've had this discussion with the developers.
And in that case, you could just let him kind of gracefully slide off, like to some soothing music, right, without actually having to press the button yourself.
Yeah, because pushing.
I agree. It would cut down on a lot of anxiety.
Pushing that sell button is so painful.
Yeah, I would nearly say I don't need the ISO. Not doing it.
Are you ready? Is Jenda going?
Yeah, I just, on my part, I have nothing crazy this week because I was able to apply the Old Man Logan cover. That was fine. It was usable. And then I've got a few main event Hulks, so I'm going to champ him. And I think he's better than the initial reception that he got when he was released. He's got a lot of board shake. That's very useful to me as someone who relies extremely heavily on a board shake mechanic. So I'm going to give him a go. So several main event Hulk covers. That's my vine.
Yeah, I think he's way more useful than people rag on him online. I think he's a nice character. Could he be improved? Sure. But I still think he's fun.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be fun. And at this stage, that matters more to me in the 4-star tier than effectiveness. I'll be honest.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I finally made it past. I got some gambits, some 3-star gambits that are dying. So no concern there. He's that one of his abilities is missing. I want to say Raging Cajun is not at a number that's useful, but he's at a 5.52, we'll say. And then my other ones, I was not able to pay attention earlier in the show during the 1-star farming conversation. Yeah. So I have some Spider-Man and some Iron Man 1-star dying on the vine because I finally, I was trying to get that last gambit that I need. He's my favorited 3-star. So I was cracking open, I think I opened like 113 of my 1-star tokens.
Right.
And hoping that I would get a 3-star and it would automatically give me a gambit. And it did, but it was of course the wrong color. So no big deal there. So I decided I would spend some of my hero points and roster another 1-star. And I've had to give Spider-Man a try because we talked about him on the show and he seems so versatile.
He's fantastic.
So I did. Yeah, he really is. He's exceptional. And now I just have 1-star. I don't know. I have not looked how to spec Spider-Man properly. So I have some 1-star Spider-Mans dying on the vine. And I have a 1-star Iron Man dying on the vine. But I'll just sell that. Like, I don't know what else I would do with it. So my vine's very uninteresting.
Okay.
Is the short version of my lots of words.
I don't know. I was interested. I was listening. But anyway.
I did get a Chimichanga roster slot / 1,000 hero point reward this week, so that was also very fulfilling.
Oh, nice.
I love pulling the 1,000 hero points. It makes me feel like I'm going to have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, sure.
Just not the hell packs.
That usually does not do the trick for me, but...
Oh, so I don't know if it's going to be worth doing a segment all the time, but I'm kind of curious what other supports you might have gotten. Myself... I was able to pick up I mentioned I have Wong maxed out at his 1-star level, but I was able to get a Chimichanga at 2 stars. I got a 4-star Pizza Dog. What else did I get? I got a Korg, who's 2 stars now, and a Sharon Carter.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, I've been happy with my pulls. I would really like the Milano, the Guardians of the Galaxy ship, but other than that, I'm pretty happy with my support pulls.
A lot of people are talking about the Milano as one of the ones that's pretty good.
I just love the way it reads.
Yeah, any of the ones that give you a chance of matching to get more AP, they'll turn out to be very, very useful because I think they go up to a max of about 40% chance per turn. So they'll really ramp up.
So what'd you guys get? Anything interesting over there?
Not really. Mine are all pretty basic. I've got a 2-star... Hydra henchman, and then everything else is just a 1-star level 1 Chimichanga Avengers Tower.
Sure.
Element guns, Quinjet, shield.
You should probably put the henchman on your Thanos, probably your 3-star Thanos.
Oh, okay.
Because eventually, when the support is actually good, because you've leveled it and you've got more regs, he'll give you better abilities when you down enemies. So I mean it does extra damage against Avengers. And it fortifies your green countdown tile and that kind of thing. So he's useful with your Thanos.
Wow, yeah, for sure.
On my part, I got the deal that gave you a 4 or a 5 rank support.
Yeah.
And I got the element guns, the Star-Lord's guns, basically. But they work for... And the way it reads, it's good with any Guardian of the Galaxy, really. You don't have to put them on Star-Lord. So I have them on 4-star Rocket and Groot right now, who I am more likely to use than my champ 5-star Star-Lord. So so that's where that one landed. And I'm just holding out hope for my Wong. I don't have a big fat Wong yet. It's 3 a.m. I'm allowed to make that joke.
Yeah. You should be proud to have made that joke.
I was unexpecting and stunned, so there you go. I'm just kind of sad that there's Big Fat Rogue and now there's Big Fat Wong. Everybody's big and fat.
Everybody's beefing up this episode.
All right, cool. I was just curious.
All right, let's... that was brought to you, as always, by This Vine.
Hey, This Vine.
Thanks, This
Vine.
Let's
not forget our sponsors. Yeah. They're awesome.
No, we do not. Should not forget our sponsors, but I do want to get to opening the token so we could get Jenda in bed before tomorrow morning. So let's open some tokens brought to you, as always, by This Guy. Legendary sponsor, This Guy. All right. I remember poking Jessica in the eye gets you something good. So let's see if that still holds true. I don't know, but indeed it probably does. It gets me a blue Rocket and Groot 4-star cover.
I have no idea where your stuff is anymore.
Oh, he should be scantily clad, but I'll tell you once I add this on. He is at a gentleman's 212.
Oh, okay.
Shooting for the double poo house.
All right, I'm going to do a little booby on her lip because she's got a big fat powder lip sticking out there.
Right.
Got a 4-star. Oh, okay. A Shuri. I got another Shuri cover.
Ooh.
With a bonus Valkyrie. That's the best.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, I am very happy with that. That'll get my Shuri up to a 5-3-4. She's climbing up fast. And Valkyrie at like a 2-2-1. So, yay for me. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm normally saving my CP, but this is a special occasion. So I'm going to hit Jessica Jones in the snood around her neck. One moment. That's what that's called. I got a Yondu. So there's that.
Okay.
Oh, and it's not usable, so he'll be next after Main Event Hulk.
Oh, okay. You don't have him champed yet.
No, I have him on 13 covers, but that's it.
Okay. Yeah, his blue, I'm all about Yondu's blue. It is a really strong power.
No, I've never used him. I've no idea really what he even... Sometimes you just forget what they even do after a while before you champ him again.
Mainly he whistles and does a really lot of damage with that blue. That's all right. I really know. His black creates some strike dials, I think. But really, the blue is where it's at.
Well, Ray, I think that double Valkyrie in... Or the Shuri into Valkyrie definitely made up for our no one opening getting a 5-star.
Mm, yeah. I'm very happy with that pull. That was awesome.
Well done, as always. And thank you to our sponsor, This Guy. What happens after this? Oh, it's me! I'll throw the show back to myself, and I'll mention our podcast network. Hello, everybody. We're a member of the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. If you would like to check, if you need some new podcasting ideas, something fun to listen to and from work, and you're all caught up, there's a lot of great shows on there to choose from. We have a lot of direct links available on our page, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could check them all out and all the archives out at Soon to Be Named Network or at soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Anybody else have anything that they want to discuss before I put this to bed?
I'm good. You got anything else, Jenna?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming back at such an outrageous hour in the morning.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
And on such short notice.
Well, I just want to say happy birthday to Craig as well one more time.
Yeah, happy birthday, Craig. Today's his birthday, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, if it was yesterday or tomorrow, I'd be like, yeah, it counts. I'm in the window. Yeah, so happy birthday, brave co-warrior Craig. We'll hope to have you back next week. In the meantime,
I was just going to say to Jenda, thank you for coming on. Again, it was short notice. We were so ill-organized. On Saturday, Craig suddenly told me, hey, by the way, I can't make it Tuesday. And I'm like, what? So really, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And hey, good luck with that baby.
Oh, thank you very much. For those that don't know, my life is about to change forever in roughly a month's time. So, and really, I had politicked to get back on the show because I said, this is me for my personal time now for the rest of my life. So let's do the bucket list. Let's do the Puzzle Warriors again a second time.
So we're more than happy to bring you on once before, while you can still sleep when you want to.
Is this your first child?
Yep. this is my first child yet, so I'm going to try and see how well you can play MPQ while you've got one of those slings on the side of your shoulder.
For sure. Especially if you have a device like a tablet or a phone.
Maybe get Baby to open my next couple of covers.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Well, yeah, absolutely. Congratulations. Happy birthday to Craig. And any listeners out there, if you happen to be in the Williamsburg, Virginia area this weekend and agree not to murder Ray or I, we would love to hang out with you.
As long as we're not drinking the craft beers that we're planning on or playing the tabletop games.
If you're old enough to do those things, I'm sure you could do that with us.
Yeah,
there or you near go. Us. So anyway, let me try this sign off. See how it fits. You can check this show out. I believe we're available on Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic. Where else can they get this goodness?
Hopefully any place that you generally download podcasts. If you have a program that you listen to podcasts on and you search and you can't find us, send me a message, because most of them pull from iTunes. Some of them pull from Stitcher. And I think we're out there pretty much everywhere we can be. So, oh, and speaking of Stitcher, the code is still going on. If you want to do Stitcher Premium and you're
Stitcher
looking
Premium
for
and gets yes.
Yeah, you blow on a month free. You can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the banner for Wolverine the Long Night, the Marvel podcast. And you can listen to that for free for 1 month, or any of the Stitcher Premium podcasts. You can get them free for 1 month by using the promo code Puzzle. That is still going on.
Right. And if you would like to go shopping on Amazon and get something for Jenda off his baby registry, please do it through our Amazon banner on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Send him a Tula wrap and we'll get a little slice of that off the back end, and it will cost you no additional monies. Or you could go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and get some Puzzle Warriors 3 branded swag. Or you could be like our ever-popular, ever-growing patrons and go to Patreon and I don't know what happens there.
you just sign up.
You were doing so well.
You sign up and the internet takes care of the rest.
Just go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click Become a Patron. It's a bright orange button.
All right, there you go. Excellent. All right, well, that's a goodbye for now. And remember, kids, this stuff is so versatile. It's a pie, it's a cake, it's a beer, and it's a song.
It's a shamrock shake.
Good night, friends. Double grasshopper pie.
Good night, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.